It's epic. Greetings, Guardians. It's your boy. My name is Bipe. Welcome to Just Some Hoodaddicts Podcast.
Is this a show about Kush? What's going on?
That's all I have.
Oh,
all
right, okay.
I'm done, guys. Have a good night.
Thanks. Thanks for joining us in media. You can find him on Twitter at...
Be sure to tip your waitress.
Yes.
That was beautiful. Gunbait, you want to have a try at the intro here? Go for it.
Sure. Welcome, and thank you for listening to Just Some Destiny Addicts Dog. That's all I got, too. I'm sorry.
If you want to find a group of committed guardians in your local time zone, build that fire teams, or meet face-to-face,
or help
or
those
just
outside
talk about
the community.
Random shit, this is not the podcast for you.
Oh, damn. Oh, my God. You guys... You guys are killing it.
I know.
This is the best set of intros we've ever had.
The Sinbait FUD combination is epic.
Greetings, Guardians. It's your boy. My name is Bipe. We're here to talk about lexicons and paracausality and leather gloves.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm crying. I've never been so aroused in my life.
Jeez, I can see it.
Wow, yeah, you can. Oh, shit, it knocked over the microphone. Sorry, guys. Oh,
it's
wow.
Drop the mic, not knock over the mic. Just
I
keep
put
that
dick
mind.
Down, that microphone fell over. Hey, everyone, this is Just Some Guardians, episode 22. How y'all doing? Oh, man. Tonight, obviously, we have the wonderful Sin Media from Destiny Addicts Podcast with us.
Yo.
Yo? Really? Yo? Yo. After all that intro, you give me yo?
I got whatever I wanted out of the way, like, right up front. So I'm, like, good. I'm like, sitting, like, so calm and chill right now.
You heard that, ladies. He gives whatever he wants in front and just... That's it.
And the words of genius. It's not my fault I got there first.
It's not my fault you suck at racing. Also joining us tonight, we have Gunbait 101 from Hoot Dog Radio.
Hello, Governor.
Where in the world he's from, no one knows. His accent will change minute to minute.
That's probably true. Thank you for having me.
Oh, most definitely, man. Thank you both for agreeing to do this last second.
Yes, thank you also for having me as well.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing like last minute, like, hey, guys, you want to be on the show in like 20 minutes? Sure. Oh, man.
Made it happen. It's all about pulling it together.
Oh, yeah. So this week, we know a bunch of like Destiny stuff dropped. We did a bonus episode yesterday covering some of it. But this is going to be our nerd talk. So nothing Destiny going on. Sorry, guys. You'll survive. I believe in you.
So how does that work out? You have a nerd talk week. The normal guys bail. And you bring two people who do podcasts with basically nothing but Destiny.
Yep.
Seems like it'll be a match made in heaven.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't see anything bad could happen from this. I figured we could talk about David Hasselhoff. We could talk about car sales. We could talk about management. That could be a really fun topic that people would like to listen to.
If you want to hear me rage about my 12-hour shifts all this week, then this is definitely the podcast for you.
I love it. Well, I think the best way to just do this nerd talk with you guys that are all Destiny-related right now is just a simple question of where did you begin in your gaming journey? Let's start with Gunbait.
Ooh, thank you. So my gaming journey began on the Atari 2600. I had an Atari 800, which originally, I'm 36, but I grew up in a weird household. But anyways, I originally started out with an Atari 800, and it didn't really perform to task. And then my brothers got older, and they moved on to Nintendo, and I got their Atari 2600. So I was able to play games like Joust and Asteroids and all that. And then most of my gaming career, if you call it that, pretty much was hand-me-down. So I upgraded to Nintendo and later went on to Sega Genesis, played a crap ton of Mortal Kombat.
Oh, bless you.
in my early years. And then finally I got into PC gaming. And did that for a little while. And I may be rehashing a little bit of what I like the first episode of Hoot Dog Radio, but I did a lot of Quake and Unreal Tournament. And then I decided, hey, I'm going to sit down and have a family for a little while. And kind of got away from that for a few years. And then all of a sudden I just decided one day that I would pick up a PS4, and I saw this game called Destiny. I know we wouldn't mention it, but saw this game called Destiny, and that's kind of what brought me back into gaming. So
you said you decided to have a family for a little bit. Does that mean you don't have one anymore? Or
yes, I ate them.
Oh, good.
No, I still have a family. I have a beautiful wife, not only in looks but also in personality. And
she's not watching you
as
fine.
A human being. Oh, okay. She's awesome. But anyways. And I have a lovely daughter. So.
I have a question for you. Your wife. What color is her hair?
Depending on the time of year, right now it's brown.
And then depending on the other time of year?
In the summertime, it either goes purple or bright blue.
Okay, that's kind
of
really cool.
That's by choice, not just because of the lighting.
Right.
Right. Yeah. She just wakes up one morning. Oh, God, it's purple now. Whoops.
What happened?
I just woke up like this.
Nice.
Dude, that's fantastic. Yeah, I played so much Sega Genesis back in the day. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't really do a lot of Mortal Kombat on the Genesis, though. I did a lot of it in the arcade, but for some reason that one slipped past. I was a Golden Axe guy.
Hmm.
Yeah,
I had friends that were really into Mortal Kombat, and so we'd come over and just, you know, battle it out. We'd always take turns switching out, you know, fighting and seeing who was better than the other. And then we would go to the arcades and just absolutely dominate. It was great.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love it. Speaking with Sega Genesis, though, quick story. One of the only people I know in my life that beat The Lion King on Sega Genesis,
oh gosh,
is actually my dad.
What?
He injured himself on the job and was stuck at home for a week, and he is a workaholic, great. And so he was like dying inside, and like just one day couldn't handle it anymore. I was like, all right, I'm going to try this stupid video game thing out. And then he got addicted to The Lion King game because it was tough. And it was something to push himself through. And he went through and beat the whole thing. I got home from school and he's like, in your face, kid. I was like, whoa, what's going on right now? So, yeah, my dad's pretty cool. He's beaten The Lion King on Sega Genesis. In your face.
I can't say that about my dad.
Well, you know, just saying. In a one-on-one, my dad could kick your dad's ass. That's all I'm saying.
Round two. Fight.
No comeback. Yikes.
Fatality.
I was waiting for a really depressing thing to come through. My dad's dead. Oh, no. That happens to me every time. Yes!
My dad has hands like vice grips.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us mid-show here, coming in hot, coming in hard, coming in effervescent-y, we have Russell.
I like to come in hard.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Full of semen?
In the Navy, yes, you can sail the seven seas.
So the question, in the Navy, for fun really quick, are C-bombs allowed on the podcast?
I don't edit anything because I'm too lazy, so yeah, go for it.
Well, I wouldn't put you through that torture then.
See what?
Sea spot run. Run, cumin? Spot, run.
Is it cumin? Is that the C word?
Yes.
I'd like to buy a vowel.
Cumin?
You. I buy a U.
Russell, we're going around real quick and talking about where our gaming journey started, and we're hitting up Mr. Sin next.
Oh, yes, then. Tell me all about it, baby.
Mm, yeah. Oh, man. So, I also had an Atari way back.
Yes! I never had one, but still, yes!
So, I'm trying to remember back. I remember some of the games, but I don't remember all the names of them. Because, I mean, I was talking really young. I'm not quite as old as Gunbait, but I'm catching up.
Was Tetris one?
I don't even remember Tetris being on the Atari. And if it was, I didn't have it.
That's awesome.
Oh, Tetris came after. Tetris is Nintendo. Pong. Pong is the answer.
Yeah.
Pong is always the answer.
And I want to remember something with like these little ships and shooting like these little pixel lasers out everywhere. But I don't remember the name of it.
Yes, that is Sea Captain.
No, yeah. Does not ring a bell.
Or that,
yeah,
that
I totally familiar. Made that up. I made it up.
That totally it's, thing.
No,
came
don't
out
listen
light.
To me.
I thought this was Nerd Talk Week.
We just pretend.
I also remember growing up having a Commodore 64, but I don't really remember having any games on that. It was just an old fucking computer. After that, my gaming career basically started with an NES, Super Mario, and Zelda. Mm-hmm. And I remember having those game genies you could plug in and then having to stick another cartridge on top to push the cartridge down.
I thought those didn't come out until the N64. Was that Nintendo as well? Well, because Nintendo had the little flap that came down over it.
Yes, but they had this, it was like a little add-on you could plug into it and stick out the front.
Huh.
From what I remember, if I'm remembering correctly. And that sounds my memory is shit. Well, Nintendo was just precarious in general. I didn't have the Sega Genesis history, but I did have a Super NES, where I used to rage a lot at games because I suck so bad at playing, and I broke a controller or two. I remember the right controller on the SNES I broke off, and I would almost cut my finger every time trying to press the button. It was awful.
That's dedication.
I did have a Sega Saturn for a little while, and I remember Virtual Fighter.
That was a good one.
Virtual Fighter was the main game on that, and that was fun. That was a lot of good times when I was growing up. After that was PS3, and I didn't play a whole lot because I started adulting at a younger age. And when my first kiddo was born, I was playing Skyrim on PS3 and put a ton of hours into Skyrim.
Oh, nice.
And then took a break, traded it for an Xbox, and that's where I got into the whole Destiny scene originally, but then traded it back to the PS4 and been maining PS4 ever since.
To answer your question about which game you were playing on Atari, was it Space Invaders or Missile Command?
Space Invaders, sounds okay. Right.
Okay, so there's this arcade by my house that just put in this giant Space Invaders game that takes up like half the wall, and you actually sit in seats and hold these giant cannons, and like the whole wall's the screen. Oh. And play Space Invaders.
We have
the one
similar.
Over at the mall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember playing that game. I sucked at it.
It's so good. The speakers are like in the seat behind your head, so like all the Space Invaders awesome music and sound is right there. No, it's so fun.
Amazing. I do love 8-bit music. I am glad that they are bringing that back, that it is becoming a nostalgic thing, is that 8-bit side-scroller music and playstyle, awesome.
Yeah, there's been a lot of
really
good...
about 8-bit music, like 8-bit Rickrolling that happened a few episodes ago.
I don't know what you're talking about. Or, or Smash Mouth, I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, yeah. Pixar never happened.
All right, screenshots.
You know, somebody once told me.
I believe what you meant to say was,
roll me.
I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
I can't tell you how pumped I was when I found that. I was like, yep, that's the intro, because that is amazing. Russell. Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful, sweet Russell.
Yes. Tell
me. I know half the story, but go ahead and tell it.
For gaming?
Yeah, man.
Well, I started out on the NES. My uncles actually had an NES, and then they later had a Sega. I didn't have a personal console that I got to play on until the PlayStation, and I was actually one of my mother's husbands bequeathed it to me when he left.
And yes, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Yes. But so I grew up on like DuckTales. That was the game that we played a lot, and it was super fun. They also had a couple of Disney ones. I mean, of course, Super Mario and stuff like that, but I was a little bit later in that generation of still NES, but, you know, where the 8-bit had gotten a little bit more refined. Mega Man was one I played a lot. I remember in elementary school, long after the NES was terrible again, I had one that I would sit there and play. And I remember blowing on the any system that you have to blow out the cartridge to get it to work.
Thank you for finishing
that
sentence.
Know that is a pretty crappy system. But then I played a lot of Sega. My favorite game on the Sega was Mickey Mania. I don't know if anybody else ever played that.
Oh no, I forgot all about that one, dude.
Oh, it was the best game.
Oh, ever. That was such a good game.
That was an excellent game.
That was so
contrary
underrated.
To what anybody may tell you. Oh, but my uncle made me trade it for... It was not Masters of the Universe. It was a fighting game where it was like sci-fi, and there was a guy that was a vampire, and then there was like a noir detective. They were taken from different places in history. Gosh, I can't remember what it's called. I was looking at it the other day for some reason. I have a Sega emulator, and so I was playing it the other day, but I cannot remember what it's called. But he made me trade it for that, and I was very upset because he was like, "This is the most awesome game ever," and it wasn't. It was not nearly as fun as Mickey Mania.
Yeah, that game was amazing.
But he was like, "It was." And I was so mad at him that he was like, "Yeah, you need to trade this because this game is more awesome, and I'll show you how to play it." He just wanted it. You know, because that's the way my uncles tortured me. They also used to stick me in trash bags and suck all the air out of them.
That explains a
lot. They also locked me in the freezer. I mean, you got to understand, the youngest one was like only 4 years older than me. So my uncles, like three or four of them, they were more like older brothers. Than anything, just because they were but
can you stop coughing? I don't want to edit that out, okay? I'm lazy.
You know what? You can. You're a poxy cocker.
Yeah, there we go. Let it out.
So then the PlayStation was, but I played a lot of Tekken on that. I didn't play a whole lot of other things. I couldn't figure out Metal Gear Solid. It's a hard word to say.
I'm pretty sure I heard you just say Meta Girls.
Right? Ooh, yeah.
I think I'm going to go to the bar tonight and pick me up a Meta Girl.
A Meta Girl.
She's so Mita.
You know what? Don't throw me under the bus like that, man.
She's a multi-tool.
I mean, I got to keep... She's a multi-tool. She has a multi-tool.
Man, I want to stick my Mita in that mini, bro.
Oh, my God.
This is what happens when you bring an asshole from the Destiny Addicts podcast, I'm just saying.
No, I love it. You fit right in. So then, I think the console that I probably got the most mileage out of was probably the PS2. I played the heck out of a game called Bounty Hunter, so Star Wars Bounty Hunter, because it was amazing.
Oh, that was a good one, yeah.
And then, of course, I progressed up from there. So mostly PlayStation. I did Xbox 360 for a hot while until I had about three Xboxes that all ended up with the Red Rings of Death. And I was like, you know what? Screw this system. So, yeah, that's my gaming history.
Wow, it was beautiful. I kind of broke down crying for a second.
I have fond memories. Fond memories of my uncle kicking me out of the room because he was trying to kill Dr. Robotnik, but I was bad luck. So he kicked me out of the room. Every time. Be like, no, I want to watch it. And he's like, get out of here. You're bad luck.
Aww. Okay, so I have to go back to the Genesis here, just because stuff's popping in my head from everything you guys were saying. Did anyone play Comic Zone?
Yes, I love that game. That game is amazing.
So that's the one where you're...
Oh, man.
Yeah, sorry, Russell, this is my segment, okay? You can shut up.
No! No, Brett!
Oh, man. So you play as this artist that gets basically pulled into his own comic book, and you actually, like, fight... And, like, jump between panels, or, like, you can break the lines of the page and fall between. Oh, my God, that was an amazing game.
So, I got that on a Sega emulator for, I think it was the PS2, I think that's what it was. And it had that game, so I went back and played it, and I finally beat it for the first time in my entire life. It was the most satisfying experience that I've ever had.
Fantastic.
I saw your segment from you. You can.
No, you're fine. I think one of my favorite things, so Luthien, who's been on our show a few times, he's a younger, he's got the voice of like, I mean like a...
An old man.
Yeah, I picture like Tom Selleck.
A silver fox.
You know what I mean? But he's like 20 years old. So we were talking video games one time in the car, because he lives like around the corner from me. And I was like, I remember renting a Nintendo 64 from Blockbuster for a week. And, like, he looked at me and, like, went pale and his mouth dropped to the floor. And he's like, I don't even know what that means. I was like, oh, feels bad. It feels
it's provocative.
Bad.
Nobody right? knows what it means, Nobody but it gets the it people means. Going.
I'll skate to one song and one song only. I love that
Throw
movie.
Me some chicken.
Give me something. Have you seen the outtakes for that where they throw him at, like, everything on the table?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's such a good movie. I love it.
Need to go watch it right now. Okay, guys, see ya.
Okay. Thank you for joining us for Just Some Guardians episode 22.
Well, it's been good talking to you. I miss
Russell,
you already.
Take us.
Just some hoot addicts.
Just some hoot addicts, yes. Oh, man. 420 was last week. So... what was I going to say? There was
a
point...
Hey, 420 comes every day, Brett.
Yeah, you're right. Gunbait, you brought up the whole thing mm-hmm. that has a term.
No, it doesn't. Don't lie to
There's
people.
There's ports, and you put stuff together, and it causes things to happen. That thing that you talked about. Sure. We'll go with that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you ever... What was it? If you had Sonic and Knuckles, it had the top of the cartridge that would open up, and you could put Sonic the Hedgehog 2 in the cartridge, and then it would let you... Yeah.
Game Shark.
Shark. It was the actual... So the actual Sega Genesis cartridge for Sonic and Knuckles was like a giant-ass cartridge. And it had a top half that you'd open. It wasn't a game... There was no addition. It wasn't Game Shark. The actual game came like this, and then you'd put Sonic the Hedgehog 2 on top of it, and then it would let you play as Knuckles in Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gosh.
That was fun.
I can't believe I forgot that, man.
Right?
Excellent callback, but...
I did that all the time, and that was the worst thing to get to work, because you'd be like, it's not working, and then you had
two cartridges to blow.
Did you ever own the 32-bit add-on for the Sega Genesis?
No, I didn't. No.
So that was kind of a failure, I thought, but it was this thing that because the Sega Genesis was a 16-bit architecture, and you could plug this module that would go into the cartridge, and then you would plug your cartridge into that.
And, oh, damn.
And it promised amazing graphics, which it added more, it added a much larger color palette.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of cool for that, but it was kind of gimmicky because it, you know, you had to go with what the actual cartridge had for the most part.
Right.
So, and I do believe that only certain games worked with it, but yeah.
Oh man.
Does anybody remember the Game Shark for the N64?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh yeah.
Dude. Getting that thing to work sucked balls. Right? My friend Micah literally has it still.
You're like, I'm gonna try to use this. So I better pray to every god I know.
Yeah, I really need to get through 007 tonight. This will give me the golden gun.
Oh, dude,
nobody
007.
Talk. Nobody move.
Have you gone back to try to play that recently?
Oh,
like
yeah.
The original?
It is so bad.
It's disgusting.
Oh, like I remember being good at that game back in the day, and I think, what was it? I think it was just last year. I was at my cousin's house, and he still had his, and he's like, "Dude, we haven't played this in like 15 years. Like, let's do this." And I was like, "All right."
I think that's one console I forgot from my history was the N64 and GoldenEye. How could I forget that one?
How could you forget N64?
Blasphemy.
My uncles used to play the proximity mines like they were going out of business. I hated the proximity mines. Those things were the devil. Well, because you can never see them, because first of all, you have tones of gray in that game, and nothing in between.
Right.
And everything's so blocky that it's hard to tell the difference between a person and the wall. I don't know how you could honestly... I don't know how I could honestly tell the difference between a door and a wall. Because I played it recently, and I'm like, where's the flipping door? Where is it? I can't find it. It's gone. It's meshed in with the wall somehow.
Yeah, and I
hadn't
used...
It's just our demands for gaming have changed so much over the years.
Right,
we're so spoiled. It used to be, like, super freaking awesome, and now we're just spoiled. If it's not
right.
VR and I can't touch her boob while I'm in VR headset, it doesn't work for me.
Right? This is nonsense. No, like, I don't know how I used to use... an N64 controller, because like we went over there and he's like, here you go, and I was like, oh my god, this is the controller. And then I put it in my hand and I was like, what the hell am I doing right now?
It is the most awkward controller
it's
that
like,
I've ever laid hands on.
It's like you've never held a baby in your life N64. And someone just gave birth and they're like, here, hold my baby. You just look at it like, I don't know what to do right now. That's what it felt
why
like.
Why are there three sticks? Why are there, like, why is it, like, a Tyrannosaurus' paw print?
Okay, first of all, they're not really technically sticks. They're shafts. Yeah. So let's just make sure we do this correctly.
I don't have enough hands shafts. For all these shafts.
Girls liked it. Micah says the girls liked it, so.
That is the truth.
That is true. When they started adding in controller vibration, it was a good day.
Seriously, the N64 controller put the shocker to shame.
that's why my mom really bought it for me.
Right? Your game time's over, sweetheart. You need to go play outside for like 30 minutes.
It's bedtime, sweetheart. It's 7 o'clock, Mom. It's bedtime.
Mommy's
why
been reading her book. It's bedtime.
So juicy. Oh, God.
Did I fall asleep on it again? It's all glistening in the light. Oh my god. Ooh, I'll never look at an N64 controller the same again.
You're welcome.
And I'm okay with that. God, let's move up. The next thing for me, so I did like the NES, N64, Sega Genesis. Aladdin was amazing. That was a great game.
Oh, that was a good game.
It was pretty fun.
So then I went from Sega Genesis all the way to PS2, and like, did anyone Time Splitters? Anyone a Time Splitters guy here?
I played it with you.
I never played. I played PS2. And just never had the opportunity to play Time Splitters on PS2. But.
Dude, Time Splitters 2 is one of the best for like shooters ever in the history of ever.
It actually is legitimately awesome. It feels like Overwatch does now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like the Overwatch of its time. Oh, it was crazy, dude. The game modes were out of control. You could, like, I think it was one of the first games that actually had, like, boob physics. So that was a good time.
Yeah. Especially when you're a young, impressionable young man.
Exactly. But it was awesome to be like, I'm an astronaut with a double-barrel shotgun, running alongside a cowboy holding a hammer, running alongside, like, a bikini babe with a freaking M16, and then there's a monkey in front of me with a minigun. Like, that level of awesomeness. I actually went back to try and play it recently, and it... Going from, like, how controls work in shooters now to that is, like, completely opposite, and so I was complete garbage at it.
Well, let's be honest, Brett. You were always garbage at it.
Damn it. The secret's out. Jig is up. I'm going to edit that out. Sorry, guys. I'm going through a tunnel. Show's over.
You forgot that I played this game with you.
Damn it. That's true.
And no, then you actually kicked my trash every time.
I was really big into... like racing games back then. I haven't touched a racing game in forever, but I was huge into like Gran Turismo, Midnight Club, all that stuff during PS2.
Need for Speed.
Need for Speed was good.
Yes.
I think honestly, a lot of like my reaction time comes from playing Midnight Club. It's what was it? Midnight Club 2 Dub Edition Remix. Check that out for a game title. But it was a street racing game where you had to like. Pay attention to the like the city you're driving through and then pay attention to where checkpoints are while checking out where other cars are while checking out the mini map at the same time. And so I think that really helped me like where I can understand a lot of things happening on screen now. So I thank God for that. But that was a phenomenal game. And right, good. You, everyone had experiences
like
that.
Did you always play like you obviously didn't play first-person shooters, but did you do many first-person shooters? Or?
Oh, yeah, I've been playing first-person shooters since freaking Wolfenstein 3D, baby.
Okay. Oh, did you ever have Red
Dude,
Faction,
I also forgot Duke Nukem.
Jesus, how could I'm you... What is wrong right with you, Sin?
What about Doom? Doom was so much better than Duke Nukem. Quake was a good one, too.
Chex Quest. Chex Quest is where it's at.
Chex Quest.
That game was amazing. I'm sorry if you didn't play it, but it is one of the best games ever made.
It really was a good game.
And it just came in a cereal box, and I was like, what is this? And my life was forever changed.
Forever.
Forever.
Did you ever play Red Faction, the original for PC?
Oh, yeah, dude.
I love that game.
Oh, no.
The railgun.
Did you guys ever get so usually like about after Time Splitters I got really into RTSs on the computer. Did any of you guys like StarCraft, like the original Warcrafts, what was it, Red Alert?
You know, I played a lot of Warcraft, StarCraft. I played a lot of StarCraft later. I played Warcraft earlier with my uncles. But I played a lot of StarCraft. In fact, just within the last 5 years or so, I started playing StarCraft, and then StarCraft 2 came out, and I got really into that, too.
Yeah. Either of you guys play RTSs a lot back in the day? Or now?
So I played a lot of StarCraft, and a funny story about that. Maybe it's not funny. Well, you decide. But I was in a... let me finish.
Oh, sorry. I always let you finish.
I was in a college prep class in my junior and senior year of high school. And it was a communications computer technology class. And we had actually taken over the lab. And while the teacher was giving instruction, we actually had taken over all the computers. And every person in class was playing StarCraft while the teacher was teaching.
Oh, I love those stories.
Yes, it was such a fun time. And... there's also another game called, like, it was like this weird physics game, but it was like motorbike or motocross or whatever, but it was a side-scrolling game, but
Oh, yeah. Oh, keep going.
I think you can get it on mobile now, but Yeah, we would be in the middle of class and we'd be playing that and we'd just shout or something like that and like, you know, oh, I almost had it. And the teacher was like, what's going on? It's like, there's a problem with this line of code here.
Almost had it.
But
oh, was it Mad Skills Motocross?
Say every day.
Yes. While you're staring at a text document.
Right, exactly. These kids are really excited for this.
You know what? I have screamed that when I'm writing code, mostly because it's like a semicolon out of place, and I'm like, oh, I almost had it. It's like, mother trucker.
It actually happens. It does exist. Oh, man. No, a big one I used to play. Did anyone ever touch Age of Empires?
I never have.
Age of Empires 2 was, I heard, on Steam for $3.99 the other day. I don't know if it's still on sale or not.
It's usually on sale. No, so the one on Steam, they actually did an HD remake of it like a couple years ago. And I play that a lot. And it's really good. So if you've never done that, you should download that and we should play sometime.
Have you heard of They Are Billions?
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Have you played They Are Billions?
That sounds so familiar.
That game is so 10 months ago.
Oh, I remember watching some of that stuff.
I haven't played it, but it still looks vaguely, or not vaguely, but just oddly addicting to me. I mean,
yeah, I remember watching a couple streamers playing it, and I was like, oh, this is interesting.
It was pretty popular when it first was out, and I don't think I've heard of anybody else streaming it since.
Yeah.
It's like that type of game.
Yeah, RTSs, unless you're like StarCraft 2, usually don't last very long on the directory there, which is sad.
Yeah.
I enjoy watching them.
Occasionally you'll get some nostalgic streamers that are doing it, but...
Oh, I do want to say, since we were talking about RTSs there, so this last year when they did, they still do StarCraft 2 freaking tourneys like every year, big ones. So obviously Koreans have been winning for like the last 20 years in this thing, right? What? Who'd have thought?
Koreans play video games?
Not North, just South.
Apparently Koreans are video games.
Right.
I was mistaken.
But so this year... Freaking white girl from Canada beat all the Koreans.
That's awesome.
I was pretty proud of that. That was pretty cool. I saw the stream, actually. It was like on the front page. And I was like, StarCraft 2 tourney. Oh my God, I haven't watched one of these in forever. And opened it up like towards the end. And I was like, holy crap, this is amazing.
You know what? You're just like a man. To be proud of a Canadian woman winning over the South Koreans because you didn't even do anything. How could you be proud? Shame on you.
Listen.
He did something.
I found her
through the TV
years
why
ago.
He was cheering.
I found her years ago in a cardboard box. And she's come
a
long
way. She heard
his
coaching.
I'm very proud. What are you doing? Press F5 right now. Okay. Whoo. Whoo. See? She felt it. She
F5,
felt
F5,
it.
F5, F5, F5.
Oh my God. Seriously F5. Though, guys. Age of Empires 2 HD Edition is like always super cheap. We should do that.
Yeah, apparently it's $20 right now. It was $4, now it's $20.
Give it like a month, it'll be $4 again.
Just
like every
everybody.
Time Steam has a sale, it goes up. Oh my God, it's so good.
I have a Mac, and they never have anything for Mac.
Sucks
except for Shovel Knight, which I appreciate.
Shovel Knight is good. That
Let
is
me
really
ask you a
good.
Question. What kind of Mac is it? Please do not say a Mac Mini.
A MacBook Pro.
Okay. Because I gave Genius a boatload of shit for having a Mac Mini. Oh, he is like the only person ever to own one.
I
what
think
it's a Mac Mini.
Exactly.
I don't even know.
I'm pretty sure
it's
off
brand.
I don't think that's a real thing.
It's just a small form. It's like a little box for the computer.
Is he compensating for his small penis?
I don't even know.
It would. A lot of things would make sense now, that's for sure.
There were just so many. I could feel all the things that occurred to you in your head, and that they crowded in before they could get to your mouth. So you're just like, I got It's too much. It's too much. I'm staring into eternity.
That's it. I'm calling it.
I think it. What Sin was I'm meaning to say it. Was it was more additive to his tiny penis. It was meant to just compliment.
Oh, there we go.
Oh. They match each other.
When I put it next to this, when I put it next to this mini, it looks so big.
He just takes it. He takes it to the club with him to make himself feel better.
Right. Hey guys, check this out.
I pulled out my pants. Check out my Mac Mini and my penis.
And that's when all the girls laugh.
It's my dick and a Mac Mini.
Nobody likes a Mac Mini or a mini penis.
Baby callus arm for the win.
For the win.
You know, it was a robot the whole time. He'd be fine, though.
It's going to feel so big in this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, Deadpool. So good. So good.
I'm so excited for the second one.
Oh, my God. The trailers are getting better and better and better. Did you see that, like, it's like a 5-second thing for, like, some frozen pizzas. Have you seen his commercial for that?
Yes.
Check out these frozen pizzas. Deadpool, are you a sellout? You bet your ass, little girl. Oh, my God. I love it. Oh, such a good marketing thing. I like how my segment of doing this has led us into like 100 different tangents. It's so good. Then I went to Xbox 360.
And are you still going?
Yeah. You keep interrupting me with really good points
already.
So that
and our nerd talk for the week has concluded.
Oh, hey, whoa, hey guys! Welcome to Just Some Guardians episode 22. This week we have Gunbait 101 and Blue Angel. Whoops, sorry.
Hey, I lost track of time. You got to two people. Where am I at? What am I, chopped liver?
Hey, Russell. This is weird.
You know what?
This isn't where I parked my car.
Right,
you're a toxic cocker.
Where are my kidneys? I just woke up in the tub. Oh man. Okay, we'll be done with me then, Russell.
I'm just kidding.
What a dick. Go suck.
Do your
you
thing,
got friends
doll.
There. Go suck all their dicks. Your wife's not there. She'll never know. I won't tell. She doesn't listen to our show. It's all good.
I
can't tell.
Too many things.
Is this an excited
We mentioned wife again. And to put it in context, why I asked Gunbait what color his wife's hair was, it's because my wife's a redhead, and I was going to call her a angry ginger at some point.
I think you just did.
And then I forgot. Then I forgot.
My wife is an angry blonde. Why is there fapping sounds?
Oh, that's me. My wife just walked
my hands
in the room.
Are still.
Hand check. Okay. Oh, man. Good times. Good times.
Boy, things just took a turn in this podcast.
Right as they should. Oh, this is exactly what I expected to happen. Do we want to talk about, since we usually do this when we're towards the end of a month, we talk about the games coming out in the next month. Do you want to go ahead and do that?
No, we should talk about the game that came out, which is God of War, which is amazing.
What? I've never heard of a God of War. What is that? God of War?
You? Let me tell you.
God of War. Hold on.
Boy.
Boy.
Boy. Boy. Have you seen that comic of freaking King of the Hill? Where he's Kratos? Uh-uh.
No.
I did.
He's Kratos
that.
And Bobby is what's the son's name in God of War?
Atreus.
So they've got them dressed as those guys standing there. It's so good.
Yeah, it's God of War.
God of War, yes. Oh man. No, man, tell me about God of War, dude. How is it?
It's amazing. There's so many good things. I don't want to. I like.
No spoils. Just. Yeah.
Right. The game is legitimately probably one of the best games I've played ever. Mm. That's not to say that it's the perfect game. I don't want to Like, because I don't want to overhype it, because I feel like that's a thing that you can do with games, and then people are like, oh, it's the perfect game, and then they play it, and they're like, oh, this sucks. Because they have that anticipation. But it is amazing. And I love how it's open world without being too open. Because I feel like open worlds are great, because you get to do lots of other things, but if you're going to have a story related with that open world, it's hard to have a story, because there are so many things that you can get lost in.
Like Skyrim.
For instance, Skyrim or Assassin's Creed Origins.
Oh,
it's too big, you can go too many places, and at a certain point you're like, wait, what was I doing with the story? And you're like, eh. But with this, it's all focused on that relationship, that tie with Kratos and Atreus, a man and a boy. And their special relationship.
I'm excited for Kratos' new album, A Man and a Boy.
Yeah.
Coming to a store near you.
That continuous shot of you never leave them, you see all their conversations, you hear all their interactions, the relationship itself is a character, which sounds like a cheesy thing to say, but their relationship is its own character. It takes on its own life. It develops, it moves throughout the story, and it's amazing. The combat is the best combat I've ever laid hands on. It is, if anything can be said to be perfect about the game, it is the combat. You go from smashing to somebody to knocking them away, you throw the axe at them, you run up, you pound on them, you call the axe back into your hand.
Oh, yeah.
You go for an overhead execution strike and split them open from chest to waist.
Are you telling me you pound them and you split them open?
Yes, with your large axe.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking. And your son watches? Oh, my God. Talk about bad parenting.
Yes.
Now, you see, son, when you get in this scenario, this is what you want to do.
Yes.
No, and Russell, or Mr. Jackal, if I may, I've actually, to add to your point, because you said you were, you don't want to overhype it, but I've actually heard it described as a masterpiece. It is just that, I have not played it myself, but I really want to. I mean, the story and progression just looks amazing.
It is. It is one of the, because I love... It's matured, because the God of War games were good, right? But they were hack and slash. The story was an angry man killing the people who wronged him.
John Wick.
It was well portrayed as God of War, but now you have this Kratos who is older, who is left bereft of the anger that drove him for so long. He achieved his goal, but now what? You know, he destroyed the entire world in the process. I mean, spoilers for God of War, but he destroyed the entire world as a prop. He commit suicide at one point during his story, like, capable of those feelings of remorse, of guilt. But you see, you know, you see that part of Kratos, and now he has a son, and he's trying to make himself better for his son, you know, which is the strong tie, because I think we can all relate to that kind of father-son relationship of sometimes we don't always connect with our fathers like we wish we could, and, you know, that sometimes there's a strained relationship. I mean, this takes it to the extreme, but it's something that you can relate to, and that story, it's so juicy, it's so good, it's something I could sink my teeth into. It's so well portrayed, and everything that they... I know.
You make it so easy.
I know. But it's just beautiful. It's beautiful. It's touching. Oh. It is moving in its portrayal.
Well, honestly, I can't think of a game that's been reviewed as well as this one that isn't made by Nintendo.
That's
like, honestly, I can't find the words. I can't remember the last time I saw a game that was this well reviewed.
And there's a reason that it's been reviewed that well. But Sin, were you going to say something? Or was that gun bait?
That was gonna be. I was just gonna just add right before Elmer
rudely interrupted you.
Brent.
Yeah.
Double M, double D.
Double M, double D. Right before he jumped in, but I was just gonna just basically tag on that. There's also a huge sense of like cautious wisdom being like passed down from father to son too. It's like, you know, he's always really looking out for his boy, but yet in the same time, he's also trying to teach him how to defeat these monsters and get better. And I don't know. It just kind of pulls you in.
Well, and it's like through the story, the mother has. It seems, you know, the mother has imparted wisdom. Kratos is trying to teach him to be a warrior, to defend, to attack, but defend and attack in the right way and in the right circumstances.
Right.
He's passing on that wisdom of I have done terrible things. Don't do what I did.
Poop Shizzle just jumped in chat here, by the way. If you don't know who Poop Shizzle is, you should go check out his streams. He's an amazing person.
Oh, hey, Poop Shizzle.
But he made a good comment. Last of Us was reviewed really well also. So yeah, I guess that was probably the last game before this that was like insanely well reviewed.
Well, and there are definitely parallels that you can draw between the two. Although Atreus is not nearly as useless as that one.
Yeah, but there is that same kind of like, it's a very personal story with like a father-child kind of scenario.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Thank you, Poop. Thank you, Shizzle. Man. Well, do we want to jump into what's coming out next month?
Let's do this!
Let's do it! Just some Guardians exclusive! I'm just kidding. You can go online. Go to Google. It's everywhere. So I've heard of half of these games, so that'll be fun. Killing Floor Incursion is coming out the 1st of May. Have you guys ever played a Killing Floor?
That's like a zombie game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a wave-based...
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it's like a wave-based zombie game where you earn money depending on how many zombies you kill, and then like a shop opens up in between each round. You go like buy armor and other guns and explosives and like... As you go, the waves get harder and harder, and you get better and better equipment and stuff. It gets intense. Killing Floor is good.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never played a Killing Floor. I've
never
seen
played it either.
In the store, but I've never just... It's never called to me to pick it up.
Oh, it's so good. I will send you a video. Years ago, I was playing with a group of friends, and apparently someone recorded it and posted it. I'll find it, and I'll send it to you.
Please do.
Yeah, it's solid. Total War Saga Thrones of Britannia is coming to the PC on May 3rd. No idea what that is. No one else does too? All right.
Mm-mm.
Let's press on. City of Brass coming to PS4, Xbox One, and PC on May 4th.
Oh, that's a plumbing game, right?
City of Brass. An Arabian roguelike. I have no
idea
what this is.
Did you say Arabian what?
Arabian... What was our roguelike? What do you think I said?
I don't know, but whatever you should just Urban Dictionary it. It sounds like that would be appropriate.
That is your job right now?
You say Arabian what?
I said Arabian roguelike.
Roguelike.
There we go. The new Donkey Kong Country comes out on the Switch on May 4th. I don't have a Switch, but I want one.
I want the Switch so I can play Breath of the Wild, which I have still not played.
Oh
yet.
My god, I've heard good things about that too.
Also, Super Smash Brothers.
I'm in the type thing now. What's Arabian what like?
Roguelike. R-O-G-U-E like. One word like. Roguelike. Gunbait.
That is not one.
I do. And I have played some of Breath of the Wild. I really enjoy it. However, it is my daughter's Switch. We bought it for her. And also, it's really hard to try to get it out of her hands. So.
Sounds like she's going on vacation by herself. Go visit Grandma.
That's true.
But yeah, the new Donkey Kong looks good. Conan Exiles comes out on PS4, Xbox One, and PC on May 8th.
That looks legitimately awesome, and I'm actually kind of excited about that one.
Yeah, that looks... I can't wait to see Conan O'Brien exiled. It's going to be a good time. Okay, moving on.
He does a scissor dance.
He does a scissor dance. The next Pillars of Eternity game, Pillars of Eternity 2 Deadfire on the PC May 8th. Pillars of Eternity is fun. I'm gonna have to look into
that. I've heard good. I've seen a couple of good things about Pillars of Eternity.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like an awesome game. It's very. It looks like kind of like the online version of Dungeons and Dragons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically. But I think this one's gonna be more like, it's like D&D and pirates.
So I can find nothing for Arabian roguelike, but I did find Arabian lipstick.
I'm down. Bring it.
Yep. What okay. about rogamming?
Bring on both.
Okay, so first I'll start out with Arabian lipstick. It is a poor little defensive Arabian slongy dong. That's
rough, all right. All right. So. Sin?
Rogamming. When a computer programmer goes rogue... or has been going rogue. when given a simple task, the programmer goes totally off the map and delivers something completely different. Jason has been rogaming lately. What the hell is he doing?
That's awesome.
Is that what happened with Destiny 2?
More than likely.
A lot of rogaming. Oh, that's awesome. Let's see here. On May 11th for the Switch, One Piece Pirate Wars 3. I didn't even know they had another game coming out for One Piece. Interesting. On the Switch. All right. And I do have to get a Switch. May 11th, PS4, Xbox One, and PC, Warhammer 40K Inquisitor Martyr. I've heard a lot of good things about like all the Warhammer 40K games in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
Bless
now,
you.
Now, the 40K games, is that the one where it's based like multiple armies come together and fight on a plane?
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
Warhammer 40K. There's a miniatures game.
Yeah.
Where they do that.
It's based like Warhammer Space Marines. 40K. Kind of think of that.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Yeah.
One. Yeah.
They coined the phrase Space Marines. Actually.
Truth.
Yeah. They are. They have the swords that are made out of chainsaws.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Chainsaw swords.
Yeah.
The chain swords. The sword
but there's also
sauce?
Orcs and elves and different things like that.
Yeah, it's kind of like your basic fantasy world, but in, you know, the year 40,000.
The future, yeah.
Pretty cool. I don't know what this is, but Battle Chasers Night War is coming to the Switch on May 15th. No idea what that is. Sorry.
Battle Chasers is the spiritual successor to Darksiders. That made Darksiders... They made Battle Chasers, but Battle Chasers is more of like that kind of turn-based Final Fantasy type combat system.
Oh yeah, that above you RPG. Okay, yeah, I'm looking at it now. Okay. May 15th for PS4, we got Dragon's Crown Pro. Russ, you got anything for that? Since you know everything.
No.
I got no idea what that is, but it's got the name Dragon in it, so that's good. PS4 and PC for May 15th, Little Witch Academia, Chamber of Time.
Oh, that's the game I'm looking forward to.
Oh, good, Russell. This whole night has led to this moment.
You're welcome.
This next one is actually a game coming out on the 3DS. I didn't realize that was happening anymore.
Surprise.
Wish me luck pronouncing this. Shin Megami Tensei Strange Journey Redux.
Nailed it.
You know, I don't know if that's first how you try. Pronounce it, but it certainly sounds good.
It sounds good. Shin Megami Tensei Strange Journey Redux. How's that?
That's racist.
That's racist? Racists.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah, multiple racists. It's okay.
Actually, I was looking at our I don't think we have any viewers from that part of the world, so it's okay. We're fine.
Okay.
We're good. We just lost India. That's the only demographic we've lost. On the Switch for May 18th, Hyrule Warriors Definitive Edition. Oh, which one's that? Russ, you got to know this one.
Hyrule Warriors is the Zelda... it's kind of like a Zelda spinoff where they take... So it's Dynasty Warriors mixed with Zelda.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, I like that. All right, I'm gonna have to check that out.
It's actually kind of interesting.
On May 18th for the Switch, we got Little Nightmares Complete Edition, whatever that is. Little Nightmares. It just has a picture of a girl in a raincoat holding a lighter and shadows.
That's scary.
It's probably pretty scary. I don't want to know what that is. I'm scared, Gunbait. Hold me. I will. Thank you. I know Nick's super excited for this next one. He's not here. But sadly, it's for the Xbox One and the PC, so he's going to have a bad time. May 18th, State of Decay 2 Ultimate Edition comes out.
I've heard good things.
Mm-hmm. That
looks
good.
I've heard good things about that, too.
Yeah, that looks really good. I might have to see... My computer should be good for that. I might have to check it out. Coming for the... So many good Switch games! May 22nd, we have the Mega Man Legacy Collection and Mega Man Legacy Collection 2. I was a big Mega Man guy back in the day. Yeah.
I did play some Mega Man.
And I like that with some of the newer... So they did some weird stuff with Mega Man for a while, and I like how lately they've been going back to their roots and doing the side-scroller, but all HD. So I'm okay with that.
I think that Mega Man is meant to be side-scroller.
Mm-hmm,
although
absolutely.
I did like the RPG Mega Man. Did you guys ever play that on the PlayStation?
Uh-uh.
There was an RPG Mega Man that was actually pretty decent.
Oh, really?
But I think that it was actually really interesting. But I do think that Mega Man, it just has that nostalgia factor of being a side-scroller.
Oh, absolutely. Coming on the Switch and PC for May 22nd, we have Runner 3. I don't know what that is. It looks like a Mario Party spinoff, so... There's that. Okay, give me a second here. So on May 18th, State of Decay 2 Ultimate Edition comes out. And on May 22nd, State of Decay 2 Standard Edition comes out. Don't tell me how that works. Okay.
Very carefully is the answer to that.
Apparently, if you buy the Ultimate Edition, you get it 4 days early. So congratulations to you. This one I am beyond stoked for. PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on May 22nd. Ladies and gentlemen, Tennis World Tour is coming out.
Yeah.
What? Hype train!
Let me hear your Andre Agassi.
Women's tennis is the most awkward thing to have your parents listen to around the corner. What are you watching in there? Nothing? Oh my god, another 3DS game. May 24th, Dylan's Dead Heat Breakers. What the hell, Dylan? There's nothing for it. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Oh! Ooh! Ooh! Russell!
What?
May 25th, PS4, Detroit Become Human.
I am excited about that.
I'm excited to see reviews on that. Because that looks like game-changing.
You know, there's part of me that'll want to get it because of the story elements. Kind of like Before Dawn, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'll actually spend the money to go and get it because it'll look super interesting, and I'm like, you know, that would be kind of a fun game to play, but I don't want to pay $60 for it.
Right. Redbox, woo-woo. Sin Gunbait, have you guys heard of this one?
No. I have never heard of that.
Oh my. So Detroit Become Human is this like hyper realistic looking game. Like it looks like it's a Netflix TV show. Like it's ridiculous looking.
Yes.
But so it's basically a cinematic narrative with choices as you go that'll change the narrative, and either like you can kill your character off basically by making the wrong choices and you are someone different.
Okay.
Did any of you ever play Heavy Rain?
What was it called?
Heavy Rain.
No, I've never played that.
It's by the people who made Heavy Rain are making Detroit Become Human.
It was
about a detective investigating a serial killer.
I can't remember the name of the game, though, but I know back in the fall, I think it was, or maybe it was like at the end of summer of this last year, though, there was a movie, like basically a choose-your-own-adventure movie game that was out on PS4, and I can't remember the name of it, but I know it was big on Twitch, and everybody just called it Movie Night, and they would play this game, and I didn't watch it because eventually I wanted to pick it up, but I will tweet out the name of that show to you guys afterwards, but it looked amazing. So that actually sounds, the last game that you just mentioned sounds pretty appealing to me.
It looks really cool. And like the demo that I saw was, you know, you have, so I believe it's Hayden Panettiere, and she is, she's playing an android who has been brought into a home as a nanny, but her memory's been erased, so she's being reintroduced to the home, and the whole thing that happens is like, as you go through, it just kind of describes this as like what it is. You find out that the dad is using the daughter, and then you have a choice, you know, do you save the daughter, do you let it go, do you do some other things, and depending on what you do, you know, is it influences the story, not just for that person, but for the rest of the story as well. And like Heavy Rain, those characters that you play and the choices that you make for them, they can die. So that character becomes removed from the story entirely.
So you can have like multiple outcomes.
Oh yeah.
You went through it again. Okay.
Oh yeah.
That's cool. Like the game that I was referring to was called, it's a crime film called Late Shift.
Late
Shift. It came out in April of last year. Yeah.
Interesting. I'll find a good trailer for this game and I'll send it to you guys. Because it, even if like the gameplay of it doesn't look exciting to you, like, I mean, it's just graphically breathtaking. Like, it's nuts that they can do this in a game.
Hmm. Well, when you're not having to move them yourself and stuff like that, you can put a lot of processing power behind graphics.
That's true. It's kind of like it's basically a choose your own adventure, but it, you know. Yeah.
Interesting.
May 29th for the PS4, Everspace is coming out. What is this? You're in space forever. In Everspace.
Bold.
So that's cool. Yeah. I see some space combat and some ship customization. Okay, I'm going to have to look into this. There's not a lot of good space games out there, and I like that. All right, Everspace, I'm going to mark that down.
You don't think No Man's Sky is a good space game?
Oh, God.
What game is that?
I said, you don't think No Man's Sky is a good space game?
What game?
Said no one ever.
There is No Man's Sky Next coming out.
Oh, gosh.
There's a lot of big promises for that, so that should be good.
Well, they made a lot of promises for No Man's Sky.
I knew.
And they didn't deliver.
He was playing off of your joke.
Oh, I know.
You know what? Leave me alone.
Oh, man, I was hoping for a better comeback than that. Go cry in the corner.
Look, I'm playing Diablo at the same time, so just, you know, let's screw you.
If you want to, I'm open. May 29th on the Switch, Legend of K Anniversary. That sounds, Legend of K sounds familiar.
Legend of K, or
yeah.
Legend of Cain?
You what?
Legend of K or Legend of Cain?
Legend of K. Every kiss begins with K.
That's less exciting.
Oh. I remember seeing this game on shelves back in the day. Just looking at the cover for it, but I'd never played it, so there we go.
Are you sure you're not thinking of Legend of Cain?
Yes, I'm positive. Because I'm literally
vampire
looking
on
at
the
it.
Cover?
No.
Well,
it's like
fine.
A freaking cat wearing armor holding a giant sword.
You know, that does actually sound familiar. You know what game was a ton of fun that I wish I had? I had to rent it from Blockbuster. It was,
I miss Blockbuster.
Gosh, I can't. Tofu? No.
Tobias?
No.
Toe Jam and Earl?
It was. No. It was a game where you played a tiger who had his own kung fu, and you had to kill like all these other things. It was a fun game.
Sounds interesting.
It was. You know what, Brett?
But not least, May 29th, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC Street Fighter 30th Anniversary Collection. Right? That's what I was waiting for. There's like, some hype.
I feel like somebody's a big Street Fighter fan. I
How can you not be?
On Super Nintendo.
Wow.
Capcom versus Marvel? That was an amazing game.
That was good.
The original one.
Well, conversation died real there. Cool. All right. Yeah.
You have to realize it's 1 a.m. in the morning for me. I still got to do laundry. I have to put shit in the dryer. And I got to work at 9.
I don't know how to tell you this, but putting shit in the dryer with your clothes doesn't help.
I mean, sometimes it happens. Sometimes there might be a random kid's diaper that gets left in there, and it gets kind of gross.
Oh, no.
I may or may not have done that.
Fortunately,
once.
When I did that, it wasn't a diaper full of shit. It was just a clean diaper. Nope. But the particles that it leaves behind, it was fucking nasty.
Mine was a shit diaper, and...
No, you didn't.
I did, and that was not good.
Brett...
Oh, every mental imagery you have is exactly what happened.
Did your wife murder you?
Moving on from this subject.
Yeah.
So that's a yes.
Yes. Just
it wasn't a good conversation.
You know.
Knowing Lisa, I'm surprised that you're still alive.
You know, someone was in charge of cleaning it, and it wasn't her.
I bet.
Oh, man, that was bad. And you know how I have a really bad gag reflex? Just something to remember. Yeah. And, so that was a good time. Well, since now you've made me feel sorry for you, before we start heading to the end here, why don't you guys plug your shit and tell us what you do? Gunbait's gone first all night, so Sin... plug yourself.
Actually, please don't plug your shit, because that leads to constipation.
No, do it. Constipation.
Corks for the win.
Rubber right. Stoppers are cleanable?
Go ahead. I'll hit it and quit it. We'll BC and D this. You can find me on Twitch and Mixer, Sin Media, Twitter, Sin_media. And if you want part of the podcast, I'll go ahead and plug them. The Destiny Addicts crew is kind of cool. Destiny Addicts 1 on Twitter and DestinyAddictsPodcast@gmail.com.
Go ahead and tell us real quick about Destiny Addicts, man.
Destiny Addicts, we're a group of guys from all over the world. Couple Aussies, one Japanese, one Canadian, one U.S. who get together.
Japanese?
He doesn't sound Japanese until you actually hear him speak it.
Right.
But he is in Japan. And it's just a group of guys. We basically have a bunch of shenanigans on our podcast. We try to keep it structured, but it doesn't always end up that way. We call it a sprinkling of Destiny content with 80% other shenanigans.
I like it.
I hear the other shenanigans are pretty... racy.
They can be. We've deleted a couple segments before releasing once or twice.
Like what kind of segments that I wouldn't know about?
You may or may not have experience.
That reminds me, I need to go talk to Zavala.
All right.
Gunbait, bring it, baby.
I am Gunbait101. You can follow me on Twitter, Twitch, PSN. I like friends on there. All at the username Gunbait101. I am also a co-host on the award-winning podcast Hoot Dog Radio. You can follow us at on Twitter at Hoot Dog Radio. And we are also on Facebook at facebook.com/HootDogRadio. And we also have a website that it pretty much is just links to each episode and what little video content we've created, but that's whodogradio.com. You can see a theme there.
You guys sound so much more professional than we do.
That's because they are. Go ahead. And what is Hoot Dog Radio, man?
Oh, yes. Hoot Dog Radio is a weekly podcast.
Russell, the man is trying to
I'm
talk.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry that you're dying.
Speaking
Russell.
Of more professional.
Hoot Dog Radio is a weekly podcast. Currently, right now, mainly focused around Destiny the game. We are looking to diversify a little bit and bring little aspects of the members' experiences to the show. We do acknowledge that we have been a little bit Destiny heavy recently. By recently, I mean always. But that's just anticipation for, you know, the summer when, you know, the inevitable slowdown of content. So, we have a rotating cast of members of our clan. And by the way, we were a clan first that just decided to have a podcast later on down the road in our that's kind of our creation. So
I like it. I like what you
what
both
awards
do.
Have you won?
What's that?
What awards have you won?
I won a second place in a state championship for chess.
There you go.
So it is legitimately award winning.
Yeah.
Well, I own the award, but the podcast, we only have 23 episodes, so working on it.
I mean, it sounds like an award to me, so.
Well, thank you. But I also want to also give credit to some of the usual characters. We do have Zoltanki, which he is my weekly co-host every week, and then a lot of times it alternates between Clear Knight and McKingsley, or MC Kingsley, rapper extraordinaire. And then every once in a while we just kind of filter in other members of the clan. And we are also looking for other guests to come on the show too every once in a while. So
oh, I love it. I love what you guys do. It has nothing to do with the fact that I've been on both your
but
shows.
I love
but,
it. But I love it.
That's such a good song. Russell, do you have anything, bud?
I have a McChicken on the counter.
Ooh. There we go. That's what's up.
That's going to cause diarrhea later.
Delicious.
Oh, yeah. I've already had two of them, so I'm just waiting.
Well, it's a good thing we're cutting it off here, then. Oh, my God.
Hey,
Russell,
it was
do the opposite
dollar.
And don't plug your shit.
Right. Please, for the love of God.
It would be impossible. The river that's about to come out of my backside is unstoppable.
Break magical. The dam. Release the river.
You know, it's actually like treants are in my butt, and they're getting ready to just hammer down that dam.
Saruman. Oh, my God. Well, thank you for joining us for Just Some Guardians, episode 22. When we do the show, we are live on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/JustSomeGuardians. You can find us on Twitter at JSGcast. Linked to our Twitter is a link to our... Linked to our Twitter is a link? Linked to our Twitter is a Zelda to Discord. Yeah, that works. See what I did there? It. You like that? Huh? Jump in there. That is where you can find Russell. He lurks in the Discord and is there to talk about Destiny, other nerdy stuff, D&D, whatever you want to do. That's the only place you can find him. You can find us on Podbean, iTunes, Spotify, Just Some Guardians. You can email us pictures of Dick Cheney or questions and concerns for the show at justsomeguardians@gmail.com. I am Elmer Fudd. You can find me on Twitter and Twitch at Elmer Fudd Games. Double D.
Yeah.
Russell, let's see if you can do it right this week. Take us out.
Join us next week for Mutual Chaos and Utter Incompetency on Just Some Guardians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Insert outro music here.
Just Some Hoot Addicts Podcast. Out.
Now we're talking.
Thanks for being on the show, guys.
No, thank you. This is fun.
You guys are so awesome.
And Russell, it's a pleasure to meet you finally. And I'm sorry I didn't get to meet Nick tonight, but maybe some other time.
Your time will come. I'll make sure of it.
I'm so happy I met you too.